שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר.
Hello, we are reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, the articles of Shamati, Shamati number 79, Atzilut and Bia. You can find the study material in the Arvot system, in the study material button, and on the site. You can ask questions. Selected questions that are relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson. Shamati 79, Atzilut and Bia. Atzilut is considered from the Chazeh and above, which is only vessels of bestowal. Bia means reception in order to bestow. The ascent of the lower hay, the bottom hay, to the place of Bina. Because man is immersed in the will to receive in order to receive, he cannot do a thing without having reception for oneself there. This is why our sages said, from lo lishma, not for her sake, we come to lishma, for her sake. This means that we begin the engagement in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, in order to give us the wealth of this world, and afterwards, give us the wealth of the next world. When learning in this way, one should come to learn lishma for her sake, for the sake of the Torah, meaning that the Torah will teach him the ways of the Creator. And then he should first make the sweetening of Malchut in Bina, which means that he elevates Malchut, called will to receive, to Bina, which is considered bestowal. That is, that all his work will be only in order to bestow. And then it becomes dark for him. He feels that the world has grown dark on him, since the body gives strength to work only in the form of reception and not in the form of bestowal. In that state, he has but one choice, to pray to the Creator to open his eyes so he can work in the manner of bestowal. This is the meaning of who stands for the question. It refers to Bina, called me, water. And the question comes from the verse asking about the rains, meaning prayer, since they arrive to the state of water of Bina. There is room to pray for it. Again, Shamati 79, Atzilut and Bia. Atzilut is considered from the Chazeh and above, which is only vessels of bestowal. Bia means reception in order to bestow, the ascent of the bottom hay to the place of Bina. Because man is immersed in the will to receive in order to receive, he cannot do a thing without having reception for oneself there. This is why our sages said, from lo lishma, not for her sake, we come to lishma, for her sake. This means that we begin the engagement in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, in order to give us the wealth of this world, and afterwards, give us the wealth of the next world. When learning in this way, one should come to learn lishma, for her sake, meaning for the sake of the Torah, meaning that the Torah will teach him the ways of the Torah, the ways of the Creator, sorry. And then he should make the sweetening of Malchut in Bina, which means that he elevates Malchut, called will to receive, to Bina, which is considered bestowal. That is, that all his work will be only in order to bestow. And then it becomes dark for him. He feels that the world has grown dark on him, since the body gives strength to work only in the form of reception and not in the form of bestowal. In that state, he has but one choice, to pray to the Creator to open his eyes so he can work in the manner of bestowal. This is the meaning of who stands for the question. It refers to Bina, called me, water. And the question comes from the verse asking about the rains, meaning prayer. Since they arrive to the state of water of Bina, there is room to pray for it.
No.
I'm not sure what I can explain. Everything's written, but sort of in shorthand. I'll read as well. In attaining the Creator, we have stages we have to go through. These stages are the stages of concealment, where we discover how different we are from the Creator and to what extent we can approach Him, and which is really the same. The extent of the concealment, the extent of the concealment, I can feel the degree of the possible revelation. These degrees by which we approach the Creator, which are the four phases of direct light, except they are more detailed. These degrees are called the worlds, olamot, from the world, from the word halama, concealment. Because we have concealment and corresponding to it, revelation. So the distance between us and the Creator, between our will to receive and the Creator's will to bestow, it's divided into four phases of direct light, after which we stand after this transition. And on the way back, we have the same four worlds, just how we learn about it in the ladder of degrees. The world of Adam Kadmon is Keter, but Atzilut, Buriya, Yetzira, Asiyar, the worlds themselves are actual concealments. Ha'alama. The Creator conceals Himself, and we need from below up to gradually approach Him and reveal Him. To reveal Him is possible through equivalence of form, meaning we have to acquire each time the quality of bestowal, to be bestowers. Not the desire to bestow, we don't acquire that. We acquire the intention to bestow. The desire to bestow is the Creator. The created beings are the will to receive. So, both the Creator's will to bestow doesn't change and the creature's will to receive doesn't change. Rather, what changes is the intention of the created being, where he can work with his will to receive in order to bestow. And here we have the order of actions we have to take. And therefore, our work, how we come to resemble the Creator and to that extent to adhere to Him, and this work is gradual. Those states we go through are called degrees. And each time we feel in those degrees how much we are in concealment, lack of revelation from the Creator, and how much we have advanced to something, understand something, feel something of the essence of the Creator. Meaning, to what extent we can rise above the animate degree to the speaking degree, the degree of men. So he says the following. In our nearing the Creator and resembling the Creator, we have the degrees of the world, which are Asiya, Yetzira, Bria, Atzilut, and then Adam Kadmon. Then we come to the degree of Adam, one who resembles the Creator. Therefore, he explains what are these worlds, this concealment that exists over the Creator relative to us. So he says that all of it can be likened to one Partsuf, a ladder of degrees, a ladder. Where Atzilut, I'm reading, Atzilut is considered from Chazeh and above in this ladder, which is only vessels of bestowal. And Bia, the lower half of the ladder, is reception in order to bestow. If we are in Atzilut, we are entirely in bestowal in those vessels. But if we are in the worlds of Bia, we have the ability to receive in order to bestow. To that extent, the worlds of Bia rise to the world of Atzilut. They're incorporated there, and we get the ability to receive in order to bestow. He speaks about it in short, as you see, very short sentences. Next, he says, the ascent of the lower He to the place of Bina. Hetata, the lower He is Malchut, that part of the Malchut with which we can work in order to bestow. So to work in order to bestow with the Malchut, we have to raise Malchut to Bina, meaning to make Malchut resemble Bina. And because man is immersed in the will to receive in order to receive, this is our nature, both in the action to receive and the intention to receive. We have them both, and this is our nature. This alone is our nature. Therefore, he cannot do a thing without having reception for oneself there. This is the only thing we care about, according to our nature, both in intention and in the action, in each and every sensation we have. How do I receive? And what do I acquire for myself? We may talk differently. Maybe we lie to ourselves and we do something differently. But it can't be that if I do something, anything, I will do it not for self-reception. This is nature, and we cannot come out of it. That's why they said, how can we come out of it, nevertheless, to resemble the Creator, to come out of this world, come out of this life, which are actually death? They are not within the realm of the upper world, the world of bestowal, the spiritual world. Rather, it's the animate degree. Today it's alive, tomorrow it's dead. So I have an urge to reach a degree where I can resemble the Creator. Then I will be called Adam, from the word Dome, resemble the Creator. How do I do it? So this is why our sages said, these people who have done this path from Lo Lishma, not for her sake, we come to Lishma for her sake. This means that we begin the engagement in Torah and Mitzvot, meaning various means. The light that shines to us and corrects us is called Torah. And the actions that where we invite this light to influence us are called Mitzvot, commandments. The Creator commands us to do such and such actions, and you'll receive from me the light, the force of bestowal, and you'll be able to improve yourself and come closer to me, to my degree. meaning we begin to engage in Torah mitzvot in order to give us the wealth of this world. That's what we want. That's what, how we start. We do everything, including that Torah, meaning coming closer to spirituality. We imagine it will be good for us. We wish to sort of catch all of reality, the whole world, get everything. And later we come, afterwards we come to the state of give us the wealth of the next world, meaning we also want the next world as well. If in this world we develop in our egoistic vessels, it's not enough. The will to receive, the true will to receive is specifically when we begin to work in spirituality. And not merely through studying, but when we enter spirituality, there in order to advance towards spirituality, we then begin to feel how our will to receive is growing, how it pulls us forward to receive more and more. According to the rule, he who is greater than his friend, if he's more advanced, his desire, his inclination is greater. And then we need to feel how we become greater egoists on the one hand, and on the other hand, how we're able to correct it. And again we fall into in order to receive, and again we correct it. So we come to the egoistic will to receive, which is give us everything that we can receive in this world and give us everything we can receive in the next world, in spirituality. I want to receive it, I want to grab it, acquire it, it's mine. And when learning in this way, one should come to learn lishma, meaning for the sake of the Torah, meaning that the Torah will teach him the ways of the Creator. Meaning if we study correctly in a group that helps us, gives us, sets an example for us how to advance toward connection and bestowal actions that resemble the light, then these actions teach us the many ways the Creator has prepared for us in order to resemble Him. And then we should first make the sweetening of Malchut in Bina, or Malchut is the will to receive, uncompromising will to receive. She doesn't know anything but to receive, which means that he elevates Malchut, called the will to receive, to Bina, which is considered bestowal. And by that we can close our will to receive, as we call it, we can restrict it and receive only the quality of Bina, the desire to bestow, seemingly to take upon ourselves only bestowal. And then try that all our work will be in order to bestow. In order to bestow, as we say. Although I'm the will to receive, I wish to make myself seemingly clothed in such a form whereby I am the bestower. If a person tries to do this, he feels that it's not his. And then it becomes dark for him. I have no feeling, no understanding. There's no reality, I have no bearings in it. And he feels that to the extent he's going to towards bestowal, the world has grown dark on him. We think about those states as states of falling, a descent, relative to our egoistic feeling. Of course, that's how it feels, but relative to perhaps entering in, bestow, and there we feel darkness, then it's not a descent, rather an ascent. Then, as he said, it becomes dark for him. He feels that the world has grown dark and there's nothing to receive, nothing to get, to steal.
And
he's considered to be in a state where he has nothing to receive in order to receive. And it feels that the world has grown dark on him. What can I do here? It's not according to my nature. Yes, is that called a descent? An ascent? What is it? This is a state where they show him if he is in his will to receive. Because the body gives strength to work only in the form of reception and not in the form of bestowal. And in that state, there's but one choice. What to do? What to do from such a state of darkness? We call those states a time of fall. But it's not a fall. It's a time of ascent. Except we ascend and we feel darkness because we lack the vessels with which to reveal the light. So the light that has to appear now is felt in us as darkness because we lack the vessel with which to reveal Him. What do we do? It continues. In that state, he has but one choice, to pray to the Creator, to open his eyes, so he can work in the manner of bestowal. This is the meaning of who stands for the question. It refers to Bina, called me, who, and also water. And the question comes from the verse asking about the rains, meaning prayer. Since they arrive to the state of water of Bina, there is room to pray for it. That the Creator will help, will open his eyes, will explain, will give the force of bestowal. So from the force of bestowal, I'll be able to see his true state. And in that way, to advance. So
he'll
be able to pray, to develop a desire, and to receive an answer, a reaction. And in this way, he'll come to bestow, where he will see light, not as darkness, but as light, the light of bestowal. Let's go to Moscow one.
Да, Рав, спасибо. Когда мы удерживаем Творца, как дающего каждое мгновение вместе с нашим объединением и стараемся удержать, какая должна быть молитва?
See the Creator is giving every moment in our unity. We try to keep Him in that. What should be our prayer?
Now, you need to speak about it in the group. The prayer has to do with you. You have to sit and truly with a paper and a pen to write down together the prayer where you agree to each word, each sentence that you will write. Not many lines, but up to 5 lines, it's good. Do it. I'm willing to later hear it and talk about it, scrutinize it.
Almata 1.
Спасибо, учитель. Мы пробуждаемся с вне желания получать ради себя.
We wake up in the morning without any desire. And in the preparation, we start rising to bestowal. It's as if I have a choice to pray from the dust so that all the friends we have will have, or to ask for myself to have the strength to pray for the friends. How do I sweeten my own powers?
This too you have to scrutinize between you. I don't want to give you a prescription here. Well, a ready-made prescription. You have to scrutinize it, and if you scrutinize it correctly, even incorrectly, but if it's incorrect, at the very least, you're scrutinizing your current state. If it is correct, then other than your current state, you also scrutinize the remedy, the correction to your state, and that's how you shall advance. But to give you such answers, that's not good. The more we advance, the less I will speak. Because I have to leave room for you to work and to fill those questions that you scrutinize by yourself. Yourselves.
For
example, I understand. I can ask that the Creator will open my eyes so I have the strength to work, but it's still all filling in the ego. How can I get rid of it so that out of the dust, without any flavor, I'll be able to work?
Listen, I really feel I cannot answer your questions. Scrutinize them together in the group. After it's clear to you what you want, what does the group want? What does the group demand of itself and of the Creator? Then we'll be able to discuss it. But in this way, when one man from the group asks what he feels like asking, I can't hear that. I cannot answer that.
Kabu 7.
Are we engaging in Torah when we study these lessons with you?
Ken.
Yes.
אנחנו עוסקים בתורה.
We engage in the Torah.
אנחנו שואלים שאלות.
We ask questions. We demand answers for them, and the answers we demand both with our intellect and with our hearts, but we also want that the intellect and the feeling will be arranged by the reforming light, because we wish to rise to a higher degree compared to where our intellect and feeling exists right now. I am in a certain kind of feeling and intellect, and I want to rise to a higher feeling and intellect. And what does it mean, higher? More spiritual. What does it mean, more spiritual? Is that with the force of bestowal? It's to have a desire. It's for me to rise above my will to receive, and then my desire and my intellect, as we call it, the heart and the mind, would work for me in order to bestow, and in the form that is opposite to what I am right now. That's what I wish to get to. What does it mean to be opposite of what I am right now? That's what we need to detect and depict, and then to yearn to that state.
Флорида.
Да, спасибо большое. Что значит просить воли шма, дай нам счастье в этом мире?
Понимаете? What does it mean to ask and not for her sake to be given the wealth of this world?
We simply want to know, in our current state, how do we come to the state of truth, which is above our ego? This is considered above this world. Since anything that is perceived by the ego is called this world. Clear, yeah? Киев.
Да, дорогой Рав, тут он в статье как бы два каких-то этапа описывает. Первый это.
Рав, here in the article there are two stages. The first stage is Atzilut to Bia, and in the second he begins to describe Bina and Malchut. Is this the same thing in different degrees?
The ascent of Malchut to Bina means the ascent up the ladder of degrees to the world of Atzilut.
А как мы, соединяясь между собой, поднимаемся над
Малхут? How do we, through our connection, rise from Malchut to Bina?
Each one rises above his will to receive.
אנחנו בצורה כזאת מעלים את עצמנו ל...
And then, in this way, we raise ourselves from Malchut to Bina.
А мир Ацилут, как к этому вот, какое отношение имеет? То есть это...
In the world of Ацилут. Where does it belong?
The world of Ацилут is the world of Абия. Excuse me, what am I saying? The world of Ацилут is the world of Бина.
Зеу. אתה רואה, הוא כותב, Ацилут הוא בחינת מחזה ולמעלה.
Right, Atzilut is from Chazeh and above, which are vessels of bestow. Bina. Bia means reception in order to bestow. What does it mean? That if we rise to Atzilut, we receive the desires to bestow there. With those desires to bestow that are above the Chazeh, the Partsuf of the world, we can come down from the Chazeh of the parts of the world to the worlds of Bia, and then we can receive in order to bestow. Think of this mechanism.
Itafo.
Buongiorno, Rav. Uno studente di Kabbalah deve mirare a elevarsi in questo mondo chiamato Atzilut.
Should a Kabbalah student aim to rise to the world called Atzilut, or only to work in the ten without having a specific goal?
Shuv, repeat.
La domanda è: uno studente di Kabbalah.
The question is: a Kabbalah student.
L'obiettivo è quello di raggiungere uno stato chiamato Lama Atzilut come.
Should his goal be to reach the world of Atzilut that you just described, or do we need only to work in connection in the ten without having a specific defined goal according to other worlds and parts of fame?
We first need to restrict our will to receive and to try to receive only forces of bestowal. This is called faith above reason. Afterwards, from that, we can begin to work with the vessels of reception with the intention to bestow. By raising vessels of reception to the vessels of bestowal. This is called Ahab of ascent. And from that we come to a state of a hub of descent, where we lower all those vessels that rise to the world of Atzilut, back down to their place, to the world of Bia, and then down to the lowest degree that the light can shine to, because there will be intentions to bestow there, and this goes until the end of correction.
Rav, posso?
No.
Che significa praticamente restringere il desiderio di ricevere? Sempre nell'ambito della decina.
What does it mean practically to restrict the will to receive in the ten?
Se ani mikabel razonot shel haverim
v'matan. I receive the desires of the friends and our goals to reach adhesion and through
bitul kol echad le'acherim.
Adhesion and annulling towards others, I advance toward the goal. And if everyone is doing that, we correct ourselves, and according to the degree of our correction, we feel where we are, we feel the world we're in.
How does the 10 practically go into the process of a common prayer? So it will be the focal point. We don't run away from it and place it as something that is always before the eyes of the 10.
I can't tell you more than what we are reading in Rabash. Simply try to do those things as best as you can, each one individually and everyone together. Meaning, I don't have any other advices. This is the main work we have to do. If in past times people would study,
מגלים רצון ללמוד זוהר, ללמוד כל מיני דברים.
I reveal the desire to study the Zohar, other things, even Babylonian Talmud. They would learn the sources. Today, in our times, the main thing is connection, meaning the work in practice. The concern, the practical concern for connection, because we are already in the last generation.
No, Internet woman.
A question from Mark 21. What is the correction in the world of impurity of Atzilut?
Again?
What is the correction in the system, the impure system of the world of Atzilut?
The impure system of the world of Atzilut? I don't understand such a thing.
Yes, klipot.
There are klipot, shells, corresponding to the world of Atzilut, but we don't have much to say about them. Those are very, very special, very exalted, very subtle things, but it's not an impure system, no.
Question from Russ 6. It is written that he has no other choice but to pray to the Creator to open his eyes so he can work in the manner of bestowal. What does it mean to open his eyes?
For him to see in the light of bestowal and with the force of bestowal, what is a true attitude
toward
people, toward the group, toward the Creator. This is the meaning of seeing through the light of bestowal.
Question from Moscow 6. Is a state of prayer the time when the vessel is created?
The vessel is created throughout the entire process we're going through, even when we're going through a descent, when we fall in all those states, the vessel is formed, and we have to relate to all our states as necessary and only care about accelerating or hastening the time. Next. So, under which conditions a person receives the kli? Which prayer is beneficial for receiving the kli?
Person receives the vessel, the kli, from all of the all the states he goes through. There is nothing that has no place in all of our states. We can go through everything as the advantage of the light from within the darkness. This is why we have to go through all the states of darkness too, but on condition that we go through them quickly.
What does it mean quickly? That through the society we're trying to shorten the time. More?
What is the deficiency of the vessel, or what does the vessel ask for us? The quality of bestowal or servitude?
Unclear.
What does the vessel ask for? What is the vessel?
The clay, the vessel, is a deficiency, what we want right now.
So, is the correct vessel asking for bestowal or unity?
Whatever you're asking, that's your vessel. Is it the right vessel for reception of the light, to feel closer to the Creator or not? For this, you need to measure your vessel by yourselves, on your own. I don't know. Yes?
From PT 38, what does it mean that the worlds of Bia rise to Atzilut?
That all the values we have in the worlds of Bia, those values rise to the level of the world of Atzilut, meaning they acquire an ascent in degree.
Question from Peter. Are the worlds of Bia receiving in order to bestow, and bestow, and Atzilut is only bestowal, Bina?
This is what we see in the beginning, that we arise by restricting our will to receive and wanting to be only in the aim to bestow, or in bestowal, that's more correct, in the forces of bestowal. It's called adhering to Bina, entering the womb and developing this way. This is on the one hand. On the other hand, afterwards, we have to identify ourselves, what we do with ourselves. And then we start working not only on restricting the will to receive, but on using it in order to bestow, how I can bestow with my will to receive. Otherwise, I'm not bestowing. I'm only trying to lock it up and restrict it. This is why our work begins to become more practical. How I specifically, through my ego, achieve actual operations of bestowal.
They continue the question. When a person corrects himself, he starts from the world of Abiyah and not in Atzilut. But now you explained that
first, we restrict Bia, rise to Atzilut, meaning adhere to Bina. Want to perform all those operations when we are in Bina, so she will govern us, and we restrict ourselves, and then we gradually open ourselves up in desires of Bria, Yetzirah, and finally even Asiyah, and add them, join them to Atzilut. And this is how we work with the will to receive, growing bigger and bigger and adding them to the world of Atzilut, to the aim to bestow. And after that, there is more. We always have to work with all those four worlds, four degrees, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiyah. And each time, we should see to what extent we can bestow more. And to that extent, we activate, we use our vessels in all the worlds. All right. We will now move on to the next short article. What do we have?
Shamati 73, after the Tzimtzum, the restriction.
After the Tzimtzum restriction, very well.
Can I ask before about the mechanism of Achap, of ascent?
No, not yet. In this article, it's not clear, and I'm afraid that you will only get confused. It turns out that first we rise to the world of Atzilut, and then when we are in the world of Atzilut, we begin to scrutinize from Bria to Atzilut, the ascents from Yetzirah to Atzilut, and from Asiyah to Atzilut. That's clear. This is what we learn. according to the correction of the vessels. First, we reach the level of Bina. To the extent that you're in Bina, you're having a grip on Bina, you can add to it parts of Malchut and correct them, because Bina means bestowing in order to bestow. And when you add to it parts of Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya, then you're already working with reception in order to bestow. Think about it. Even if you're confused, it's still worth it. Afterwards, we'll talk about it more and more. Until we actually come to it, it won't be completely clear.